I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Wyndham Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner. Good morning and happy Saturday, and welcome to the Win the Morning Podcast. When growing up, I was just so lucky and so blessed, and still am to this day. When I was about eight or nine years old, 15, 16 years ago, my mom started a nonprofit organization called the Winter Foundation. And the Winter Foundation, the way it was started is my mom's sister, Emily, her twin, was working at a Title I school. Title I schools are basically schools that have kids that are in poverty. And my aunt Emily, she'd be teaching school, and it'd be the middle of winter in Utah where it's cold and it's snowing. And, you know, she would see kids with holes in their shoes and kids without jackets and these kids just going without. And so my aunt and my mother started talking, and they started a foundation called the Winter Foundation. And what the Winter Foundation would do is they would go to the principal of this school, and they would ask the principal for who is in need of just warm clothes and a Christmas. And so it began that they would start giving, you know, Christmas to X amount of kids, 20, 30 kids, just getting them warm clothes and getting them shoes. And then they'd go to the local church, and the church members would donate money and actual pieces of clothing and toys and all that stuff. And year by year by year, it's grown and grown and grown, where now, looking back today, it's like, I think it's like 250 plus families a year receive Christmas due to the foundation and the local community, and my mom and my aunt seeing a need and fulfilling that need. And for me growing up, it was like, I would have had to been like just completely ignorant if I didn't see the impact that giving had, not only on the kids and the families, but also the impact that it had on my family and my mother and my aunt. And you know, every year, like, you'd go downstairs into my parents' basement, and it was just totes and totes and totes, just to the ceiling, full of donations and things that are being given back to these kids and families that are in need. And the final day is what we would do is we'd have someone donate their enclosed trailer. We'd load up all the Christmas inside of this enclosed trailer, and then there'd be a group of about 10 people that would go and drop this off, and they would go and unload the trailer and give it back to the kids and the family. And just to see what kind of impact that was making, and not only for the kids, like I said, but for my family, and the joy it brought me, and the joy it brought my mother and my father and my aunt and the neighbors and the friends that would come and join us and do something together, was almost unfathomable. Like, to know that you're truly making a difference, tangible difference in people's lives, was very, very humbling. And to this day, although I no longer am part of the LDS church, I still like believe to my core in the principle of tithing and the principle of giving back. And what I've noticed is that for me, when I choose to give back, when I choose to donate to a cause and to give my time and my money to things that I believe in, I notice that I'm living in abundance. You know, it's the people that are living in scarcity that are scared to give, you know, because it is scary if you only have few resources. But I think there's some divine and very, very intelligent people that came up with the law of the tithe. Like, I think there's something about God or the universe or whatever you believe in, that when you give some of what you have, it's telling yourself, God, the universe, whatever, is telling that, that you have more than enough and that you can give. And then when the universe trusts you that you're going to give, let's say 10% of all that you earn, it knows that if you make, let's say $50,000, you give $5,000. Well, what if I gave this person $100,000? That means that they'd give $10,000 back to the community. And this trust is being built, and this pathway of abundance is being created, all by giving. And I don't know the science behind it, and I don't know this and that. All I know is that from experience for myself is that I'm very, very blessed with the things that I have in my life. I'm very blessed to have a home and to have money coming in. And I attribute a lot of that to something more than just the physical world, and I believe it's God. And I'm not here to preach, but I am here to say that I think that's because of the tithe and the willingness to give back. And it just tells myself that I'm abundant and that it's not just about me making money. It's not just about me. It's something about me supporting a bigger cause and for other people supporting a bigger cause and coming together. And so that's my invite to you, is are you living in scarcity financially or with your time? Holding on to everything that you have. And my invite to you is to go find a place to give. Maybe not it's money. Maybe it's not your time. Maybe it's your money. One or the other, or both. But find a way to give back. Find a way to start opening up yourself to be abundant. Find a way to start having God trust you with giving you more. With that being said, my friends, have an amazing Saturday. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And we'll chat with you guys tomorrow. Peace and love.
I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah. I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. A state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.